Penguin Random House Audio presents Facts and Fears, Hard Truths from a Life in Intelligence by James R. Clapper with Trey Brown. Read for you by Mark Bramhall. To the men and women of the intelligence community who keep this nation safe and secure, and to Sue, who was always there for me. Introduction. Beyond Their Wildest Imagination. As one of more than 40 million Americans who'd already cast an absentee ballot for the 2016 presidential election, I was in Muscat, Oman, on almost certainly my last whirlwind trip to meet with Middle East leaders as U.S. Director of National Intelligence, when the electorate went to the polls on November 8th. Oman is 9 hours ahead of Washington, and before I went to bed that night about 2 a.m. in Oman and 5 p.m. on the U.S. East Coast, election analysts and pundits were discussing how the Republican candidate for president, Donald Trump, had a narrow path to win the election, but only if a long list of specific states improbably broke his way. They predicted that as soon as Florida or Ohio was called for former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, the election would effectively be over. I slept 4 or 5 hours, rose, and turned on the TV, discovering that the narrative had flipped. The media analysts had called Ohio for Trump and said Clinton needed massive turnouts in all the left-leaning cities in Florida that hadn't reported yet for her to have a chance of taking the state's 29 electoral college votes. I was surprised.